الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاثة أيام إلا رمزا واذكر ربك كثيرا وسبح بالعشي والإبكار صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the story of Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a son, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, which was Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam's dua that, oh Allah, if you have to grant me a son, then this son of mine will be able to complete my mission and my task of nubuwa that was entrusted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see here how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worked at a time with means, when means also wouldn't work, according to Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was very, very old at that time, as we have stated before, that he had reached an infirm old age, as Mufassirin have mentioned. He was 120 years old at that time, and his wife was 98 years old at that time. So it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored within him that quwwatul jima', which we say sexual potency, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the womb of his wife to conceive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that his wife then fell pregnant, and then she gave birth to Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the angel said that, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever he wishes. So here Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam became very pleased. He became very happy, and now he was elated by what he had just heard from the messenger. So he said, oh my Lord, show me a sign. Ij'alni ayah, show me a sign that indicates that my wife is pregnant and that I'm going to get this boy, I'm going to get this ghulam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam that your sign is that you wouldn't be able to speak to the people for 3 days. And in Surah Maryam there we see the nights are also mentioned. So for 3 days and three nights you wouldn't be able to speak to any person, illa ramza, except in gestures. So here what happened was, Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam had no doubt that he is going to get this boy, this ghulam from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the angel had already given him this bashara, this glad tidings, and Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam accepted and believed in it. But because he was so elated by what he had just heard from the angel, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him the sign that what the angel is saying is really the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded him here by making it such that without him being sick, or without there being any impediment there that's afflicting Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam from speaking. In other words, he was fine, he was perfect, he was sound. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just took away the power of speech, so he couldn't speak to people. In fact, he could even make dhikr, and we understand that from the next part of the verse, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا, that in this condition, you wouldn't be able to speak to people at all. But remember, or mention, or take the name of your Lord, كَثِيرًا, abundantly. That means make dhikr, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time, وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ, and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the morning hours, during the morning, and during the evenings. So we see here that he accepted, of course we understand, he accepted the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is such that Allah will give him this young boy. He just asked for the sign so that his heart and his mind can be at ease, that definitely it's going to happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course we know why, because he was happy to hear this news. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here wanted to teach Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam that when you get such types of news or glad tidings from an angel, then don't question, like, you know, ask for a sign, that is it going to happen, to see the sidq or the truthfulness of that piece of information, rather accept immediately without questioning. So here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells him that now take the name of Allah, remember your Lord, kathiran, abundantly, and make salah. And in there we see in Surah Maryam the exact same thing is mentioned there, that فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا. What had happened was, as per usual now, Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, he's in his mihrab, and he would come out from the mihrab and he would tell the people that, you know, perform salah, because he would lead the people in prayer in salah. And now when he came out of his mihrab, he realized that he couldn't speak to the people, so he began to speak to them in gestures, in other words, in signals, so by making signs, ishara, as we say, that here showing them signs, indicating to them that here's the musalla, come forward and then lead the salah and then perform the salah. So this is how Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam would then communicate with the people during those days. Now in the next verse, basically the next ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now begins the story of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the miraculous birth of Isa. So Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَا مَرْيَمْ. Remember when the malaika said, O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you. Allah has chosen you, Allah has selected you, elected you. وَطَهَّرَكِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified you. In other words, you are purified from all types of dirt and najasa and filth. She wouldn't even get haid. She wouldn't even experience nifas, postnatal bleeding. وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. We see here the exact same word. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ. And again we see, وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. This second istafaki is basically a reiteration of the first one. Allah is showing you here how He has really selected and chosen, how He has really chosen Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam over and above all the women of all the worlds. In other words, the idea is to show you that Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam's status being a woman is above all the women, in every time, in every era. So we see that there's a hadith also that indicates to this, and in that hadith is a hadith from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and the hadith is also sound, it's a sound narration. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the afdal, the best of woman to have ever come on this earth is Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after Maryam, it is Fatima, and then after Fatima, it is Khadija, and after Khadija radiallahu anha, it is Asiya, the wife of Firaun. After Khadija, it is Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. And this is a sound narration. So we see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions this, that He has chosen her, and He didn't mention it once, He mentioned it twice. You can see, take the woman, of all of the women from the entire world, and we know that Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, no doubt, is the one who is most chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, O Maryam, your responsibility is different. You are basically one who is chosen by Allah, so you should understand your status. So that means now, when it comes to your Lord, be devoted or devote all your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, in other words, means read your salah and prolong your salah and read long salah. Wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'in. It all means the same thing. Make sajda, make ruku, bow down with all those who bow down. The meaning of the message is exactly the same. It means perform salah. But the idea is to tell you, when I say sajda, when I say ruku, when I say uqnuti li rabbi, devote your salah to Allah, the idea is to tell you that really busy and engage, you should really engage yourself and busy yourself and occupy yourself in salah, and not just ordinary salah, rather it should be full of qunut and devotion should be found in it. So this should be salah, prolonged salah, read long, long raka'ats of salah. That's why Allah says, warka'i, bow down also, ma'ar raki'in, with those who bow down. That means your salah should be salah, which is basically a prolonged salah. So read extra nafil salah. Then Allah tells, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِهِ إِلَيْكِ. InshaAllah we shall continue from here tomorrow. Allah explains from here onwards the story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his miraculous birth.